Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Not yet, they don't. The question is, can Buster Posey get them? All right, let's all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Joining us right now of John Boy Media. You can also watch him on the NFL Network. He's a host, but he's our baseball expert, Chris Rose. Chris, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure, guys. How are you?
We're doing well. There's a lot of optimism after Buster Posey's just been named the president of baseball ops for the San Francisco Giants. And just from afar, what are your thoughts on the Giants moving on from Farhan Zaidi and hiring one of their all-time greats to be their president of baseball ops?
No problem moving on from Farhan. I think 6 years is a long time, and just doesn't feel right. It didn't feel like a good fit. You either have to be analytically on your marks or a great communicator and sell it that way. And he was neither, it felt like. And so they need a fresh start. But I'll admit I'm skeptical. And I think everybody should be. Buster Posey's one of the favorite sons of that place, arguably the most popular player over the last several decades. And now he's taking over a role that he's a rookie in. And, you know, it's a big step up for him. It doesn't mean that he can't do it. There are guys that have done it around the league. I mean, Chris Young has done it very successfully and now moved into this role, moving from GM to president of baseball ops and just won a World Series a season ago. So this can be done. I do have a couple of questions. I did not see the press conference. I was a little busy with some other work. So I am curious, why he's doing it at age 37 with four young kids, having made $171 million in the show, because it's not a job you can just kind of show up to. And, I mean, he's going to be all in and full grind. And then the other thing is, what's going to happen if he doesn't do the job well? Like, what is Buster Posey's standing? All I can think about is John Elway, Hall of Fame quarterback, Denver Broncos. Helps lead them to the Super Bowl, and then all anybody wanted to talk about was how he couldn't find Peyton Manning's replacement, and he's got to get out of town. So it's just, there's a lot riding on this. I'm excited for him, and I hope it works out, but there are questions.
Wow, Chris, a lot of good stuff there. And I'll say this about what you just said in regard to Farhan and his tenure. He had a long time to get things done. With that, Chris, what's on your metric in regard to, in this new era of sports and baseball, how long do you give Buster before you say, you know what, we're going to give you a report card. We're looking. I don't see anything. Because I was telling my partner, maybe 3 years. He was like, no, that's too long. How are you looking at the Giants under Buster Posey to kind of give them a grade and see if things are going well?
Well, baseball's unlike any other sport because you could have a draft class next year that doesn't get here for four seasons, right? And so, you know, I do think a full 6-7 year run when you're talking about management is appropriate. He just signed a 3-year contract. Does that mean the Giants have to make the playoffs 2 of the 3 years for it to be deemed successful? I don't know. I think it starts first and foremost with them being able to land somebody in free agency. And I'm not talking about extending Matt Chapman. That's a huge, huge pull. And I know that Buster Posey's the guy who came in and closed that deal. But from what I understand, Buster Posey has been in on those meetings at times when they've been trying to get that big fish in free agency over the last few years and haven't been able to get it done. Once again, that doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, who knows what role he was playing during those meetings. But I imagine as a guy who's won 3 World Series rings and is known universally by free agents that he played some sort of substantial role. And now he might just say, hey, listen, back then I wasn't in control. So I was limited with what I could tell you. now I'm telling you this, and it all starts and finishes on my desk. You know, like,
yeah.
I am the decision maker. So maybe he'll play even a more prominent role in this free agent recruitment. But I think that's going to be the first thing that Giants fans are going to be watching for starting this November, is can we finally get that big guy? And maybe that starts with retaining Blake Snell, who I imagine is going to opt out.
Chris Rose is joining us. He's from John Boy Media. You can also watch him on the NFL Network. He's a host. We're talking baseball with him right now. It does feel like, and I was playing a little devil's advocate yesterday with Farhan Zaidi, because it seemed like everybody was pretty much done with him out here. But I'm looking at a guy who over 6 years, they were 453 and 417. So they were over 500. For his tenure, you could, if I'm going to make a case for him, I could say that first year, you know, he had a still deal with Bochy, and they didn't know what to do with Baumgartner. Did he get an unfair rap in some ways? Because, I mean, this is not a terrible team, but it is a team that couldn't really shed getting away from 500.
Well, I think you just kind of answered it. They're not a terrible team, but they couldn't get away from 500. I mean, is that the way you want to live as a team that just within the last 15 years has kissed the commissioner's trophy three times? Like, that's not how you want to be. You don't want to be just okay. So I actually applaud them for pulling the plug here. It's not easy, and I hate talking about people losing their jobs. It's not fun, but I do think that it's the right move here. And I do think that that record is somewhat inflated by a 107-win season, right? I mean, the
of
rest
course.
Of them were just okay, and he had one amazing year that was, now we look back at it, and it's somewhat of an anomaly. I've been told by a lot of guys, you need stars in this sport, and I don't know how many stars the Giants have right now. They have some really good players. Matt Chapman's a really, really good player. Logan Webb, who obviously is a part of our family at John Boy Media on the Rose Rotation, is a really good player. But they need studs to compete with the Dodgers. The Padres have studs. The Yankees have studs. The Orioles are kind of growing studs and probably have to sign a stud pitcher. The Phillies have studs all over the place. That's what you need. You need a couple of them. And the Giants are right now a team of a couple of really good players, some guys who could fall into that category eventually, and that's that. And that, you know what that equates to? An average team.
Wow, Chris, you just stole, I mean, that was well said. You stole my thunder, because, you know, we're out here and I feel like Giant fan is jealous, or they have baseball envy, and there's nothing wrong with that when you just look in their division. You talked about it, Ohtani, Betts, Tatis, Machado, and they just can't get that. And I was going to ask you, how important is that? You just explained it, but I'm a little concerned, Chris, and I kind of hope your intel is off just a little bit, because I hope Buster hadn't been in on those meetings trying to recruit a Judge or, you know, Bryce Harper back in the day, because it's imperative. If they can't get that guy or guys, you know, it's going to be forever, Chris, before they can get back in contention.
Well, I don't feel that way. I really don't. I mean, I think that, but they're going to have to come up with a really good plan this offseason. Now, does that mean that you throw everything at Juan Soto? I mean, is it, it's possible. I mean, if you're going to, if he wants to make a statement and swing for the fences, then you convince ownership this is what it's going to take. But I believe in that, because look at the players that are left and look at the best teams that are left standing. Could you get, I mean, look at who won the World Series last year, right? The Texas Rangers, they paid $500 million for their infield. And then they went and they signed Jacob deGrom, who unfortunately because of injury didn't work out, but they went and traded for Max Scherzer. Like, they went after the biggest names in the sport. And, I mean, what a statement it would be for Buster Posey to have his first free agent signing be Juan Soto. I'm just saying, doesn't mean they have to go get it, but, man, wouldn't everybody in the baseball world say, damn, that dude means business.
Yeah, Chris, do you think that that switching out a president of baseball operations can be the difference between landing a free agent and not landing a free agent? I'm talking about a big boy.
Well, what can make a difference is money. Let's call it what it is. You know, like that's a big difference. At the end of the day, you know, I mean, Juan Soto was up at the plate when Buster Posey was calling pitches. Like that's an advantage. I mean, who would you rather negotiate with or talk baseball with all due respect, if you're Juan Soto, Buster Posey, or Farhan Zaidi?
Yeah,
that's part of the deal here.
No, no doubt. There's a sentiment out here that the place itself right now is a tough sell to free agents. Whether it's the ballpark for hitters, whether it's the reputation San Francisco has, you know, nationally around the country, whether it's, man, they're in a division with the Dodgers and the Padres. I'm just trying to figure out if Posey can be kind of the great equalizer if those things are true.
Yeah, and I understand that. But I mean, if you're a free agent and you hold all the cards, a la Juan Soto, right, those are questions that you need answered. And he would have to make up of his own mind. I mean, he's played in the NL West. He's played in San Francisco a bunch.
Yep.
And maybe it's not for him. Who knows? But he also probably saw... I always hate bringing up Barry Bonds, but... what Barry Bonds did in that ballpark, right, and things of that nature, asterisk.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, just table discussion right now, but you understand my point. So who knows what floats around in a free agent to be's head. But once again, I don't think it hurts that he has a recognizable star against whom he competed for years sitting at the table so they can speak the same language. And I have no thoughts that Buster can't get the rest of the job done. Like, I believe that he will surround himself with the right people, that he's super smart. I mentioned Chris Young earlier. Like, he went to Princeton. Buster Posey went to the Princeton of the ACC at Florida State. It's the same thing.
Oh, man.
I'm trying. I can't see you, so I don't know if you were tongue-in-cheek there or not. I'm going to assume yes.
Something like that.
Hey, Chris, you're a jack of all trades, man. I love your lexicon, so I got to do this while we have you on the phone and just give you a quick football question, if I may. I was skeptical of Brock Purdy, and he's done nothing but get better. Now he's using his legs. He's without weaponry, and he's just out there making plays. Can you just share with us in the Bay your thoughts from afar on one Brock Purdy who is due a payday next year? But, Chris, I'm not a hater. And I'm like, oh, I need to see more. But every Sunday, the kid's doing and showing me something.
Yeah, at this point, I don't know the show me more crowd. I don't think they have much to stand on at this point. Right? I mean, like, he's shown it. You know, he's played great virtually the entire first month, it feels like. And as you said, he's had, you know, different weapons in and out. He hasn't had McCaffrey at all. I know that Mason's run the heck out of the ball, but he's not Christian McCaffrey, certainly in the passing game. You know, to me, what's that number going to be? Is it going to be $60 million a year?
Yeah.
I mean, it might be. It might be. Because just think of it this way. If he were a free agent after this season, I know he's not, but if he was a free agent, how many teams would be willing to pay him $60 million a year based on what they've seen?
That's a great question. More now than a year ago, I'll bet you that.
Well, Chris, would you do it?
Would I?
Yeah, right now, because a lot of people say, oh, he's doing it with the system and it's Kyle, and I get that, but I'm like, man, could he go to Carolina and change their fortune?
Great. What if he went to Minnesota in Kevin O'Connell's system right now? He would be great in that system, too. In fact, he'd be significantly better than Sam Darnold. who obviously couldn't get on the field last year as Purdy's backup, and he's doing wonders right now. So my point is that, yeah, is it, it's a great system. It is a great system. Good luck, Niners, trying to find his replacement.
Right.
I mean, you lucked into Brock Purdy as is. I know that there's no way they want to play that game and be like, yeah, it's the system, guys. Like, they found him. They found him. They got fortunate that he was the last pick in the draft, and they found him, and it's awesome. They're going to have to reward him.
Yeah.
And it's just the way it is.
Chris, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. And a lot of Giants fans, very optimistic today, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I get it. They should be, you know, I like it when San Francisco is good. I really do. I love the ballpark. I'm a fan of the city. I like the dudes on the team. You know, I'd like to see them get back into this thing with the Dodgers, with San Diego, with Arizona, who went down to yesterday just being a spectator. Like, I wanted to see four teams in the race. I hated to see the Giants hit the you-know-what down the stretch. I hated it.
Yeah.
So I hope that Buster's the answer.
Good luck to your Indians, Chris.
You mean my guards?
Yeah, Guardians. Oh, boy, I'm in trouble. Yeah.
That's all right. Don't worry about it. Don't worry. They just changed the name last week. It's no big deal. We're fine.
Look at my producer.
Thanks, Chris.
You.
Appreciate it, man.
Take care, guys. Thank you for having me on.
Yes, sir. That's Chris Rose.
Oh, boy.
Chris Rose Rotation Podcast, John Boy Media, also works for the NFL Network.
The Guardians, Donnie, the Guardians.
Yes, yeah. The Guardians. All right, there's been you've kind of been bothering me a little bit.
Yeah, I feel the same.
Yeah.
It started yesterday.
No, you mean you've been
bothering me. It started yesterday.
No chance.
I've been holding on. Stop.
Please.
But go ahead. You first. You brought it
okay.
up.
Okay. So I'm looking at the Giants' history. All right. Let's say since Bonds got here.
Okay.
And they don't have a history of signing free agents. They haven't. That's never been their philosophy, whether it was under Farhan or whether it was under Sabian, for the most part.
I hear you.
So why should anybody expect that Posey's going to be able to do that, or that they even want to go in that direction? When they won three World Series in 5 years, it wasn't through free agency. It was through the farm system and homegrown talent that became star players. So, yeah, I'm very skeptical of this. Oh, well, now Posey's been hired to close a deal.
Well, that's all hope. And I got to tell you, Chris took a little of that away from me, Stani, in regard to how much or how often Posey was in on those meetings, you know, when they were courting the big fish. But in regard to, you know, those 3 and 5 years, the game was different, I believe. And I'm not saying, you know, it's Frank Sinatra, do it my way. You play small ball and defense and good pitch, and we'll take that all day. But even chasing that, you got to get the right players up under you, right? So it's obvious to Buster and to me, hearing him talk, that he felt like they want to be more prepared and have guys get the best out of themselves. But, Stani, look around. There's boppers everywhere except here on 3rd and King.
Right.
And you only play 81 of the 162 here. So the signal to me is when you're in on a Judge or you're in on a Stanton or a Bryce Harper, you're telling the fans, hey, yeah, we did it this way back 10, 12, and 14, but we're trying to hit the damn ball over the park, and we're going to go in, and hopefully we can close it. So when you say to me, because I can't give you any data, Stani, outside of hope that Buster Posey's presence can help them maybe have them close a deal more so than they had or didn't have under Farhan.
To me, if you're playing in this ballpark and you think you're going to compete with those kind of guys, Otani and Harper, and you look at trying to get those guys, I don't think that's the route to go. I really don't. I think there's absolutely something to the biggest of the big boys don't really want to play here. And I heard Hunter Pence on with Willard and Dibbs yesterday, and he said
it. What did he say?
And I thought, this is so simple. I just don't know why everyone tries to buck it, and that is try to be a good team by building on pitching and defense. I'm not saying you get 200 hitters and guys who don't hit for power. Do the best you can with your hitters.
But you make it sound easier. That's hard, too, in itself. Just look
that's
at the
how they won.
Tenure.
But they hired Buster Posey to link to the past. The past was farm system, pitching,
gotcha.
And defense. And the ballpark, like any great team plays to its ballpark. And for the life of me, I don't understand why you wouldn't just try to get pitching and defense and then try to get as many hitters as you can who fill that role. But I don't know. The idea of having a guy here who's going to hit 45, 50 homers, I just think that's asking a lot because those kind of players, to me, do really take the ballpark into consideration. Mm. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. Also, don't miss the kickoff show this Sunday with Evan Giddings and Lorenzo Neal. Live 2 hours before the start of the game. Join us at the Hilton Santa Clara for delicious food, great drinks, and the best pregame show in the Bay. It's presented by Habas Law. You've been wronged. Habas Law will fight to make it right. Call 1-800-INJURED or visit HabasLaw.com.
Back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Buster Posey's the new president of baseball operations for the San Francisco Giants. Farhan Zaidi is out. The announcement came yesterday. We did the press conference today. And I'm gonna make it simple. Because I can absolutely see how if you're a Giants fan, you've got to be ecstatic. It was obvious that a lot of people had lost faith and confidence in Farhan Zaidi. But here's a question I'm going to ask, and I'll answer it first. My answer is no. Do you really think if Buster Posey had been the president of baseball operations 5 years ago, that the Giants would be sitting right now with either Stanton, Bryce Harper, Otani, or Judge?
Oh, my gosh.
I don't.
I do. Yeah. So one of them, man.
One guy could be responsible for somebody making that decision to come to play in San Francisco. See, I don't give a GM that much power.
Wow.
That's just me.
Yeah. And again, it's by committee, right? It's going to be...
Well, that's the other thing. I mean, if,
who's his GM? He could really be the real Buster Posey. You know what I mean? Like, that's a big deal. That's a big hire. But I guess, Steiny, you want a victory at some point. And to answer your question, is that too much power for one man? No. But when you talk about regime and what we were sold on about Farhan and all his little secrets that he got from the Dodgers, and I mean, there are successful guys at this job, and that entails a lot of other stuff outside of just acquiring free agents. So yeah, I kind of get your premise, but at the end of the day, all it takes is a yes. And again, I'm going to ask Bobby Evans, Donnie, who we'll have on at 1:15. I'm going to ask him what goes into getting a guy obviously a yes, but the pitch, how taxing is that? And how imperative is it that what Chris Rose, he said it, Donnie, they have no stars right now. And I get Webb. I get that. But I'm talking about a position player.
I mean, what would be unfair for me with me saying, okay, go out and get Soto? No excuses. You hired Buster Posey because you thought you had a GM who couldn't close. And Juan Soto's a free agent. And now you got Buster Posey in charge. Okay, so...
But when I hear
we should get Juan Soto.
But the only problem is he don't want to leave.
Well,
I believe.
Well, maybe Aaron Judge didn't either, but Farhan didn't get a break with that. 888-957-9570. That's why I definitely believe that's just a small part of this equation. The big name free agent thing. I think this is more of a top to bottom thing where the ownership group, Larry Bear, They just didn't like the way Farhan ran an organization.
And they still gave him a long time to kind of get the job done.
Yeah.
I was listening to the guys this morning, Stoney, Bonte and Shasky, and they posed a question. I'll throw it to you. What did Farhan do right and what did he do wrong?
Well, I think he left the Giants in a better situation than he got here. I mean, I'm looking at he got here in the winter of 18.
Right.
So in 2017, they almost lost 100 games. They were 64-98. Then the year after that, they were 73-89. Then Farhan came and they have never won fewer than 77 games. And I get that it's still 77 games, but I'm looking at a team that was terrible the first 2 years before he got here. So I think he may have left this franchise right now in a better place than he got it, believe it or not.
Yeah, well, I just look at the Luciano debacle.
Well, he didn't draft Luciano.
Right, but he was overseeing what was going on in Sacramento. And
maybe he never liked him. Maybe he just never liked Luciano. And so I can't hold Luciano against Farhan Zaidi if Luciano never becomes a player.
But even the handling of, like him or not, he's on your team. He's in Sacramento. You're overseeing what's going on in Sacramento, and to find out or not come up with a resolution or a problem solved to find out that this youngster who's supposed to have promise with the bat can't field, that happened on his watch.
I mean, to me, Luciano is small potatoes. He really is. He was a guy who was in the organization when Farhan got here. Clearly, Farhan wasn't crazy about him. But Farhan probably heard all the noise about, we got to get this guy up, we got to get this guy up. And he probably felt pressure, especially late in his tenure when he knew that he was probably under the gun. But he might not have handled Luciano well, but if Luciano can't play, I'm not going to hold that one against Farhan Zaidi. That's just me.
Yeah. Well, I think he can play. I just think he's got a mental thing going on now because of what's happening. But again, I don't know, man, Stoney, I just, when I hear someone say he left him in a better position than when he got him, I'm like, well, damn, they did win 107, but you don't get fired for doing a good job.
888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Leroy. Leroy's in Oakland. What's going on, Leroy? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's up, Stoney?
Lee.
What's up, Goo? How y'all doing?
What's up, baby?
Ain't nothing to it, man. You know, a lifelong Giants fan. And, hey, Steiny, your question is going to get answered about if Buster Posey was there, would we have a big fish? Oh, that question is going to get answered, and it's going to get answered real soon, and here's why.
Okay.
The only way a free agent is going to come to San Francisco now is if he likes and admires Buster Posey that much as a person and as a player, because nothing else has been able to bring anybody here. And we've always heard the two things. It's the city. It's the crime. It's nasty. Or either it's Oracle Park. It's the ballpark. You can't hit home runs. So it's either one or the other, or it's both at the same time. So some free agent, some big fish, is really going to have to like Buster Posey and admire him for them to come here. And another thing, before Buster Posey was given this position, he even talked about how bad it was in San Francisco as far as the crime.
Yeah.
And acknowledged that it was an issue. So now that he's got this position, he's going to have to remember what he said. And he's going to have to remember that he's going to have to go out there and do some canvassing and smile and use his championships and his likability to get big fish here. And one more thing, guys, there was a Forbes interview with Buster Posey, and they said that he was one of the most likable players in Major League Baseball by the fans and other players. Well, I hope that's true. Because they're going to really have to like him to want to come to San Francisco and play, because nothing else has brought the big fishes here.
Thanks, Leroy. Appreciate the call. See, I look at it differently. I look at it as, you know, it's not really a chicken and an egg. It's more that, to me, I'm not expecting Juan Soto to come here this offseason because this team's not great right now. And I think the first order of business is to start to turn around the reputation of the Giants.
Think that rep is now?
I think that nobody even thinks about them anymore. They're just
damn,
a run-of-the-mill, mediocre team that doesn't have any cachet within Major League Baseball. And so, to me, the first thing you're going to have to do is what Posey, I think, is brought in here for, and that's to change the culture and to make this organization, it sounds like, more professional. That's one of the things I feel like I'm reading between the lines. And then you go out next year and you have a good year. Maybe you make the playoffs. And then maybe you make the playoffs again. And then that's when I think you strike with the free agent. But I don't think Buster Posey is, or anybody for that matter, is able to sell a free agent on, I'm telling you, we're going to make something happen here. I think it's easier to say, look, we're starting to make something happen here, and you will be the catalyst to take us over the top. So I think that's the way that it's likely to play out if it plays out that way.
Yeah. And it sounds like, I don't want to speak for you, Stoney, you're describing selling a vision too.
Definitely.
Selling a vision. And it is funny that Leroy brought up the comments that we got into a little bit about Buster Posey. But what I like about it is to, you know, if he deems that to be the truth and it to have merit, which it sounds like, he knows he has to overcome that when he's dealing with that portion of the job.
Or he knows he's got to go in other directions to make this team as good as it can be. And, I mean, like, that's the one thing I've always... And I get it. It's San Francisco, and we think highly of ourselves, but there's a lot of organizations in all sports that they're just not franchises where free agents are going to sign. And the Oklahoma City Thunder are probably not going to be able to sign a $200 million free agent. Mm. How come? Well, nobody really wants to go to Oklahoma City. Now, I'm not saying it's the same with San Francisco, but they're places that are harder to sell than others. And if you can't count on signing free agents, then you got to skin the cat another way.
Yeah.
And maybe it's rebuild the farm system. Maybe it's making savvy trades. But
you got a new chef in the kitchen, though, Stoney.
I just can't. I mean, I just can't see the Giants saying, "Well, now that we got Posey, we're going to change our philosophy and outspend the Dodgers and the Yankees and the Padres," because it's still the same ownership group.
Yeah.
That's got to decide what money to spend and on whom.
And he mentioned also Buster did scouting. Stoney, who's to say they don't revamp or turn that thing upside down?
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. Buster Posey, new president of baseball operations for the San Francisco Giants. And I mean, if you're a fan, do you feel like you're back on the map? If you're a Giants fan, do you feel like, you know what, now we're in play again for any free agent that wants big money? Does Buster Posey in and of himself change the reputation of this organization and might even be able to change their philosophy a little bit where you start to count on being able to sign free agents because it's an attractive destination? I don't know the answer to that. I think you still got to win first, and then people take notice. But, hey, it only takes one, is what Chris Rose was saying, and he's right.
Do you think this team that finished 80 and 82 underachieved? I do.
Well, that's kind of what I'm getting at, is if you think this team underachieved and you can make that case – well, then this offseason, you've got to work around the margins and see if you can get this team to 85, right, 88 wins.
Maybe you're in.
And get into the playoffs next year. That to me seems very doable. I mean, at the beginning of this year, I think a lot of fans thought this team was going to make the playoffs.
I know. I was one of them.
So, oh, by the way, you owe me.
What? Oh, my goodness. No.
Yeah.
No, that was when we put it in the cap. No, and you put Kyle Shanahan in the
things.
Cap.
No, there's two things. Soler.
Oh, you're right.
Jorge Soler didn't hit 30 homers.
I got you a birthday drink. That was it.
Did you?
Yeah. Man, now that I got the whole round.
Really?
Yeah. I looked at the statement like, whoa.
Yes, that's right. You did buy that round.
But I still owe you.
Before everybody came in. Bretson Walnut Creek. What's up, Brett? How you doing, man?
Dude, I am doing so excellent right now. I mean, I don't think I've ever felt better.
Nice.
At the end of a season, spinning under 500 than I do right now. And let me tell you why. I'm going to give you guys three things.
All right.
First and foremost, Buster Posey is a champion, not just on the field, off the field. And off the field is where the Giants have been missing stuff. They've missed the field with the fans. They've missed the field with the connection, missed the field with the community, missed the field with identity. Like, right, who have we been since 2014? Mm. I'm not really sure. We defense, we offense, we hitting. We're nobody. So I think Buster's going to give us that. I think he's going to give a sense that we have a community and a connection. Reminds me a little bit of Steve Kerr. And I guess the Steve Kerr connection for this. Steve Kerr was a champion. Steve Kerr was a player. Steve Kerr was a general manager. Steve Kerr was an announcer. Steve Kerr was never a head coach until he was a head coach of the Golden State Warriors, and I'm pretty sure he did all right. I'm not saying Buster Posey's going down that route, but what I like about it is the feeling of connection and community. What I like about it is what Buster's going to do. And at the end of the day, what really matters is, are we going to put Bus in the seat and make a difference? It's funny this year. We didn't play very well. We did not live up to expectations. But here's a real, real simple thing. If the Giants win two games a month, just two more a month, the Giants win 92 games this year. Okay? They're going to be 92. It's not like they need to do anything crazy. So let's identify talent. And not only identify talent, let's let talent play. And I think that's what Buster's going to do. Like he said, we're the San Francisco Giants, right? We shouldn't be looking up to the Padres and the Diamondbacks. Mm. We're the San Francisco Giants. Let's act like it. It's kind of like what Lynch and Shanahan done with the Niners when they were in their malaise. What Kerr, Bob Myers did with the Warriors when they were in their malaise. The Giants have been in their malaise for 10 years. I love this new stance. I love this new direction. I kind of feel it is on par with what the Niners and the Warriors have done to take us in a direction of people that know how to lead. Let's go. Let's do it.
Yeah. Appreciate the call, Brett. I mean, that's the one thing that hit me.
He's
too,
fired up.
Is that, and I get it, they're all different, but are they? John Lynch, Mike Dunleavy, Buster Posey. They're all the same.
Yeah.
They're kind of the exact same guy. All three of them. Now, Dunleavy wasn't quite the player that Lynch or Posey was.
He didn't get a ring.
They all,
as a player,
look at the game the same way. They all were smart players. To me, all three of those teams have a GM who is very similar to each of the others. Former player, smart, established career, classy, leader, all that kind of stuff. So I think there are similarities among Lynch, Dunleavy, and Posey for sure.
Yeah, and I don't even try to act like I know what the to-do list is for Buster Posey and the Giants, Donnie, but I'm excited out the gate that we do get to see how they proceed with Snell, a guy that was in your uniform last. Can you keep him in town? Or do you feel like he's not a part of the future? But if you say we agreed they left some meat on the bone, well, damn it, he is a stud when he's on. What better way to start or send a message than keep him in the orange and black?
I'm not convinced they want him back. I have no idea whether Buster Posey wants Blake Snell back or not.
I wish somebody would have asked him at the presser.
Well, I mean,
he probably wouldn't have been able to.
I mean, he was asked, and he said, obviously, Snell's a beast, and we'll see what happens. But, I mean,
make it happen.
The other thing is,
how could you not want that on your
team?
I'll tell you how.
Logan Webb. I'll tell you how.
Who's arguably your best player.
I'll tell you how. and it's this. And I'm not saying Snell isn't, but Buster Posey is here because they have a vision of this team. And I think the vision they have is to make this organization more like it used to be. Not just, oh, we want to win three more titles like we did, but they went about their business in a certain way. It was a very professional clubhouse. It was a low-key clubhouse. It was chock full of veteran players. And I think one of the things that Posey wants to bring to this organization is he wants to sign players that are giants, like San Francisco Giants. And if he doesn't have, he may look at Blake Snell and say, that's not the kind of guy that I'm really thinking we want around here.
But Stoney, talent is talent.
Talent is talent, but it's about being a great teammate too. It's about being professional. I mean, Blake Snell's year, it didn't seem to me like Blake Snell was very invested in the Giants. And like, and I know this is corny, but to me, that's what Posey represents. Posey wants people that want to be here, not just necessarily guys who you offer the most money to, and they take it. I don't know. What do Giants? I mean, is Blake Snell their off-season big fish?
I think so.
I'm not convinced of that necessarily, but I'm not saying you're wrong at all. Yeah. I have no sense for how Buster Posey feels about Blake Snell. I'm pretty sure he probably thinks he's a hell of a pitcher. Mm-hmm. But there's also another aspect of it, and that is you want a guy who's a gamer. You want a guy who's dependable. You want a guy who's respected in the locker room. I'm not saying Snell isn't those things. I don't know. But I think that's a big part of why they hired Buster Posey. 888-957-9570 is the number. This is from the 415 on the Comcast Business Text Line. A player with no executive experience sure seems like a PR move. Championship pedigree is just talk. How did Jordan do running the Charlotte franchise? I think there's a big fundamental difference between those two. I mean, I listen, Buster Posey's a guy who stepped away from the game. And that's it. Like, dude, that's the other thing that's hit me. I think the reason Buster Posey has taken this job, and he was asked why a couple years ago he didn't seem keen on it, I think he's watched the Giants the last two or three years, and he just does not like what he's seen. Top to bottom, he doesn't like the way they play. He doesn't like the way they've been managed. He doesn't like the way they go about their business.
Well, there's a big platter of that. But also, too, we got to talk about his home life. He had the blessing to raise kids, Stoney, and they're still doing that. But also, we've heard this before, men and women, they miss the game. They miss being around it. And he wanted another challenge, you know, outside of a fatherhood or whatnot. And he got his blessing from his wife. And I'm not saying you're wrong, but I just feel like he's got a new zest. And this will be the first time he's done or took on a challenge like this. And you're right. The Giants shouldn't be looking up at the Diamondbacks and the Padres and the Dodgers. But the fact of the matter is they are. And if you're telling me, Stoney, you can do not a quick fix, but, you know, get right back and get in contention. Man, if I got a 1-2 punch of Webb and Snell, that's a big deal. That goes a long way. And ensured our chances of having some action next year.
I mean, you need guys who you believe are going to be able to make a start every fifth day.
Well,
I mean, I don't know what Giants
maybe
fans
changes.
Giants fans, how big a priority is Blake Snell? How big of it is it? How big a priority is Blake Snell to Buster Posey? I mean, if Blake Snell's the first free agent that Buster Posey needs to retain. I guess he's on the clock. He locked up Matt Chapman. But see, I can see why.
Man, 6 years for Chapman.
To me, Chapman really fits who the Giants are. I'm not sure Snell does.
A non-playoff team?
I'm just talking about, clearly they brought Posey in because Can you sit here and say, oh, but Posey loves Blake Snell? I don't know. Snell's got some baggage, and I don't know how Buster Posey feels about him.
But being one of the – to catch some of the greatest pitchers in Giant history, Stoddy, I would think on a good day he knows that he's a badass.
Got to be more than a badass than just on a good day. What do you guys think Buster Posey thinks of Blake Snell, and do you think Blake Snell is – priority number one for the San Francisco Giants? What's coming up on the game? It's presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld at Odyssey Podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.